Hello and welcome to BIX is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of BIX Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the BIXography website. In the BIX is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of BIX Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of BIX's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. Continuing with the series about BIX's fellow musicians, I want to focus today on Bobby Davis. Bobby Davis was a member of the New Yorkers. That was a very short-lived band that Adrian Rollini put together when the Gene Goldcat Victor Recording Orchestra disbanded in the fall of 1927. Several of the musicians that were with Gene Goldcat went over to the New Yorkers, BIX Beiderbecke, Frank Trumbauer, and others. And Bobby Davis, who was a good friend of Adrian Rollini from the California Ramblers, also joined that band. I don't have much biographical information about Bobby Davis. I had a program devoted to him that was WBIX number 36, where I played mostly California Ramblers and Fred Elizalde's recordings. I didn't do anything chronologically today. I want to do a little bit of chronology. At the time that I recorded WBIX number 36, I hadn't found any biographical information about Bobby Davis. I found one, a little bit of stuff now. It's from answers.com. It's an article by Eugene Chadbourne. And it doesn't really have that much biographical information, no date of birth, no date of death, but here is what Eugene Chadbourne writes. One of Illinois' most legendary musicians, Bobby Davis was a brilliant multi-instrumentalist who appeared on hundreds of recording sessions between the late 20s and the early 50s. He was one of the early exponents of the soprano saxophone, but even more important was his dedication to racial integration. He left his hometown of Fort Chicago out of a fascination with black music, and once he became established in the Windy City, Davis performed regularly in so-called black and tan venues where the races were allowed to mingle. In his later years, Davis' superb memory was of great use to discographers and other music researchers trying to find out long-forgotten details about gigs, bands, and recording sessions, long-forgotten, that is, by everyone but Bobby Davis. One of very few jazzmen adept at both brass and reed instruments, Davis learned a great deal from music teacher Reverend A. Bremiker. The original inspiration for the character of the music man, Bremiker taught Davis for several years, beginning in 1921. Davis's mother also had connections in the professional music world. Her brother was Van Bibber, co-leader of a series of American Legion bands between the 30s and 50s. Davis went well beyond such anonymous gigs in his own career, performing with the likes of Bix Beiderbecke, Jack Teagarden, and Louis Armstrong. He also was a natural choice for the busy world of dance bands, appearing without credit on many recordings on which even the identification of the leader is suspect. Up until some time in the 50s, Davis apparently had a large collection of memorabilia connected to his career, all of which was lost when a van he had hired to move these treasures fell off a bridge into a river. It might be said that this was the best example of someone's career being sunk, but the gag is of little consolation to disappointed musicologists. Well, there is a lot of stuff here that, in particular, the reference to recordings between the 30s and 50s, as far as Lord discography and Rust discography. Basically, Davis stopped recording in 1930 or 1931. I forget now. Well, Davis was really an underrated musician as far as I'm concerned. And he recorded basically with the California Ramblers between 1923 and 1927, or some of the small groups within the California Ramblers, Varsity 8, University 6, Little Ramblers, and so on. When the New Yorkers band met with very little success, Chelsea Quigley, Adrian Rollini, and Bobby Davis went over to England and joined Fred Elizalde there. Bobby Davis made several recordings for Fred Elizalde. He returned to the U.S. and joined again the California Ramblers, made a few more recordings, and by 1930, as far as I know, there are no more recordings. I don't know about his career between the 30s and 50s mentioned by Chad Bourne, and I would be grateful if anyone who knows would contact me at ahame@bixography.com. Well, let's get started with the music. I'm going to do this sort of chronologically, and the first recording I want to play is the first recording that Bobby Davis played with the Varsity 8, that's Last Night on the Back Porch, recorded on September 6, 1923. Bill Moore on trumpet, Lloyd Olson on trombone, Bobby Davis clarinet, soprano, and alto sax, and or Jimmy Duff, Freddie Kuzik on tenor sax, Adrian Rollini bass sax and gufus, Irving Brodsky piano, an arranger, Ray Kitchingham, banjo, Stan Kim, drum, kazoo. We have the solos by Bobby Davis and by Adrian Rollini. I like the chord progression of this tune. Next, I will play the second recording of Bobby Davis with the California Ramblers. The tune is That Old Gang of Mine, recorded on August 8, 1923. Correction, the second recording, that was the first recording. I don't have it, so I'm playing the second recording of Bobby Davis with the California Ramblers, and that's Louisville, recorded August 8, 1923. At their hand on violin, director Frank Cush, Bill Moore trumpet, Lloyd Olson trombone, Bobby Davis, clarinet, alto sax. Freddie Kuzik, tenor sax. Arnold Brillhart, clarinet, alto sax. Adrian Rollini, bass sax. Ed Sutton, Joel LeFaro, and Sid Harris on violin when used. Irving Brodsky, piano. Ray Kitchingham, banjo. Stan King on drums. So let's listen then to Bobby Davis, first with the Varsity 8, and then with the California Ramblers. This is 1923.
Thank you.
There was a very nice clarinet solo by Bobby Davis there, and Adrian Rollini was right behind him providing some counterpoint or obbligato. Okay, now we move to 1924, a couple of recordings by the California Ramblers from April 18, 1924, It Had to Be You, and from September 16, 1924, I Want to Be Happy. The composition of the band is Arthur Hand, violin director, Frank Kush, Bill Moore on trumpet, Lloyd Olson, trombone, Bobby Davis, clarinet, alto sax, soprano sax, Arnold Brillhart, clarinet, alto sax, Fred Kuzik, tenor sax, Edwin Rollini, bass sax, Irving Brodsky, piano, Ray Kitchingham, banjo, Stan King, drums. So let's listen then to Bobby Davis with the California Ramblers, 1924.
Thank you.
Couple of comments. The last recording, I Want to Be Happy, was released as the Golden Gate Orchestra, and I'm sure you must have noticed the chase chorus between the two trumpets in I Had to Be You. It Had to Be You. All right, let's move now to 1925. I want to play a couple of recordings by the Gufus Five from March 16, 1925. I Had Someone Else Before I Had You, and I Like You Best of All. The band is a band within the California Ramblers, and we have Bill Moore on... No, we don't have Bill Moore on cornet. We have an unknown cornet. Adrian Rollini doubles on Gufus and bass saxophone. Bobby Davis is on saxophones. Irving Brodsky piano. Tommy Fellini banjo. Stan King drums. There is a vocal in I Like You Best of All by Ernie Hare. There is a nice long solo by Bobby Davis in at the beginning in I Had Someone Else Before I Had You. And Adrian Rollini does both Gufus solo and bass saxophone solo. Bobby Davis has a solo after the vocal in I Like You Best of All. In fact, there are two solos by Bobby Davis, both after the vocals. And also, I point out Adrian Rollini and the trumpet player have solos. So let's listen then to Bobby Davis with the Gufus Five. This is 1925.
Thank you.
Now move to 1926, and I'll have a couple of recordings by the University Six, which in fact are seven, from May 12, 1926, Sen and Ace in the Hall, Roy Johnston on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey on trombone, Bobby Davis clarinet, soprano, alto, Adrian Rollini, bass, sax, Goofus, Irving Brodsky piano arranger, Tommy Fellini banjo, Herb Whale on drums. There are nice long solos by Tommy Dorsey and Bobby Davis. There is also a solo by Adrian Rollini and by Roy Johnston in San. I believe Bobby Davis plays both an alto and a clarinet solo in Ace in the Hall. Very nice tune. So let's listen then to Bobby Davis with the University Six. This is 1926.
Thank you.
This is still 1926, December 1926, and I want to play a couple of recordings by Cliff Edwards and his Hot Combination, according to the discography in the Jazz Oracle CD, the Redheads. The musicians in this December 1926 Cliff Edwards and his Hot Combination recordings are Cliff Edwards on vocal and ukulele, Red Nichols on trumpet, Bobby Davis on alto sax, Jimmy Dorsey on clarinet alto sax, Bill Haight piano, possibly John Kelly banjo or guitar, possibly Joe Tarto brass bass, Vic Burton or Ray Bodduk. Now, a couple of items. First, Rust doesn't have Bobby Davis in there. He has Jimmy Lytle. And he doesn't give the choice of Vic Burton or Ray Bodduk. Now, in Since I Found You, there are two interpolations of Davenport Blues. And my guess is that Red Nichols, who was very much into Davenport Blues, in 1927, certainly when he recorded it several times, but probably from before then, December 1926 perhaps, is, I would guess, responsible for that interpolation. And also I note that there is terrific cymbal work in both Since I Found You, and I know that you know. So let's listen then to Bobby Davis accompanying Cliff Edwards. This is 1926.
How much I long to hold you in my arms this time. goodbye time will soon be goodbye time. Then in the starlight, hold me tight with one more little kiss, say nighty-night. I long to hold you in my arms. This time is my time. Will soon be goodbye time. Starlight, hold me tight with one more little kiss. Say nighty night.
Let's move now to 1927. And this is one of the last recordings that Bobby Davis made with either the California Ramblers or a contingent from the California Ramblers before he joined the New Yorkers. This is August 31st, 1927. Chelsea Quilly on trumpet, Bobby Davis on clarinet, soprano sax, alto sax, Sam Rudy tenor sax, Adrian Rollini bass sax, Irving Brodsky piano, Tommy Fellini banjo, Herb Will drums, Arthur Fields is on vocal, so it's many more than six. The tunes are Who's That Knocking at My Door and Zulu Wail. You can see that Bobby Davis dominates in the recording of Zulu Wail. So here is Bobby Davis with the University Six in 1927.
Thank you.
Well, I hope you have enjoyed this program with the underrated Bobby Davis. If this doesn't make you a Bobby Davis fan, I don't know what will. Well, let's get back to Bix now. Come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.